Drawer 23.
19 Nocturne Boulevard.
Nocturne Boulevard? Not far. When you hit Howard, hang a right. Howard meets Philip at a weird kind of angle. Then you cross James and Paul. You can't miss Nocturne. It's just past the Automat.
19 Nocturne Boulevard. Your address for suspenseful stories of the speculative, strange, and supernatural. Tonight's story is Drawer 23.
Yes? This is 19 Nocturne Boulevard. Won't you step inside? Did you have any trouble finding it? What do you mean, what kind of a place is it? Why, it's a morgue. Can't you tell?
And this?
Got it. I watch CSI.
On this shift, you won't usually have to deal with the, well, everyday ins and outs. But there are times when somebody has to get in here right away. So you need to know the check-in procedures.
Oh, sure.
Is this your first time dealing with cadavers?
Yeah, but...
Try not to faint when you smell them. The cold helps, but I have some ventilator if you need it.
Oh, yeah. I saw Silence of the Lambs.
And you plan to be a doctor?
Hmm?
If you or anyone else does faint and sustains any appreciable injury, you must fill out a form 5CH-217-62.
There's a form for it?
There's insurance for it. Did you ever see Quincy?
Quincy Jones?
A television show? In the opening credits? Ugh, never mind. There are 30 drawers. You always fill the top row first, followed by the next down, and the floor level ones last of all.
30? I never thought that Cumberland Pass
would... We really don't. I've only seen all the drawers filled once. After that really bad fire. Well, all the drawers but one.
One?
Oh, this one. 23. It's supposed to be haunted.
I guess it's the right place for it.
I don't really believe it. But everybody else does. No one would put a body in that drawer. And me, I figure why take a chance?
I'm not getting it. So there's a ghost, and you don't want to put a body in the drawer. Why? Because it'll get scared?
For 12 years, I have not seen anything to be scared of. I haven't heard anything but stories.
Tell me.
Timothy, most people find working third shift hard enough without having ghost stories to freak out over. Just do it in 3 months, and when I get back, I promise you I'll tell you everything I know.
What if you decide not to come back?
Oh, please. Once this munchkin arrives, I'll be desperate to get back to my wonderful, peaceful nights here. Dale swears up and down she's ready to lose sleep for the both of us.
Kids take a lot of time.
Don't get your hopes up. They take a lot of cash, too. And I'm not about to give up my health benefits.
Hey, pal. I heard you got the graveyard shift in the land of the dead.
Yeah, Sophia's been showing me the ropes. Seems easy. Clean this, lock that, don't take pictures of dead celebrities, make sure no one gets in without proper authorization.
Did she tell you about the ghosts?
More than one? I mean, she mentioned, well, a haunted drawer in the cool room, but...
Never heard that one, but there's supposed to be a bunch of...
The seat taken? Hey, Tim. Gordy.
The lovely Lady Darcy.
Hey, Darcy.
Deigning to sit among the common folk? What will the world come to?
Gordy was just telling...
Warning you about the ghosts in the morgue.
That's ridiculous.
Ha, and I suppose you know everything about...
I don't know anything about the morgue, but I do have a smattering of supernatural lore.
I suppose someone's gotta watch Ghost
And
Hunters.
It is an absolutely accepted common belief that a ghost haunts the place it died, not the place the body went later.
Maybe someone died in the morgue.
Ooh. Accepted common belief? That's about as nebulous as according to statistics.
The OR now, or the burn unit. That's where you find the ghosts.
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Just a moment.
Checklist, check. Clipboard, no scheduled arrivals, check.
Yeah?
I'm Timothy Grant.
Oh, yeah. Soap's gone off to spawn.
She went into labor this morning, so I could start early.
Don't worry. Piece of cake job. Could be done by a monkey, only monkeys won't work for this pay.
Seems fine to me.
Yeah, well, you don't have the monkeys' union. You need anything before I take off? Any last questions?
I don't think so. Sophia left me a pretty comprehensive set of notes.
Yeah, not surprising. She's so damn organized, that kid won't stand a chance. Well, don't you go off slacking off making her clean up your messes when she gets back. It'll be bad enough when all that construction starts. But she's always happiest telling people what to do.
Oh, I did...
What?
Oh, someone was telling me about, a ghost in one of the body drawers.
And?
What do you think? I'm dying of curiosity.
You ain't the ghoulish type, are you, Tim?
I don't think so.
Well, the guy who used to do nights before Sophia took over swore that there was a ghost in drawer 23. He said the guy before him told him about it, but that no one really knew any details, like who or what it was, just that...
Yes?
Ah, shit. This is just one of those you can't win things. No matter what I say now, chances are you're going to do something
Maybe
stupid.
Maybe not. I mean, I'll try.
Just don't blame me. So, Fred... The guy who told me this, Fred said that one night he did put a body into 23, and nothing happened.
Oh.
Until midnight. Then the corpse woke up and screamed. It screamed and scratched at the door for just about an hour.
The witching hour.
Whatever. Around one. It just shut off like a light.
Maybe the poor stiff was still alive. Why didn't he open the drawer and check?
Because the body was already autopsied.
Hey, Darcy?
Tim? What?
Hey, I wanted to ask.
Yeah?
About ghosts.
Oh, why?
It's the stories. You know, about the ghosts in the morgue. And you seem to know a lot, I mean, about ghosts, so I figured, what the heck?
This is really not the place.
Step outside? Just for a moment. I just got off shift and need some fresh air anyway.
So, ghosts.
Anything you can tell me.
That's like asking a gearhead about cars. It covers way too much territory. You need to be more specific.
How do you talk to them?
Depends. Some ghosts can't talk. A lot of them don't even realize they're dead. They say it's the trauma. They wipe their deaths right out of their memories, and then get mad because people are ignoring them.
Do you need a medium or something?
Do you need a doctor to know when you have a cold?
What?
I'm saying that without some detail about your symptoms, you won't know whether to consult an expert.
Oh, okay.
I approach ghosts from a theoretical and psychological angle.
Very scientific.
So, bring me some parameters.
I wonder if it has to be pushed in.
Dude, you're breaking up. The morgue sucks for reception.
A dead zone.
Ha ha.
So, I got this guy. Sorry, man. I wonder if it needs to be rolled in.
Did you remember to tie it up?
Yes.
You'll thank me if this is a flesh-eating zombie situation.
In, I think. 10, 9, 8.
7.
4, 3, 2. Crap. What? Oh, shit! Oh, oh, shit! Oh, shit! Oh, oh, shit! 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 Gordy, man! Shit!
Let me out! Please, let me out!
If I open the drawer, will you shut up?
Is there someone out there?
Yes. Just be calm, okay?
I'll try. Thank you ever so much. I was afraid I... Why on earth am I bound... And what in heaven's name has happened to my voice?
Oh,
I somehow think there is a great deal you are choosing not to tell me.
You're right, but this isn't going to be easy. First, who are you? Do you remember?
Of course. Bedelia Crane. Miss Bedelia to my students. And yourself.
Tim. Timothy Grant.
Grant. Well, there's a name for you.
And what year do you think it is?
1932. Now it's your turn. Why don't you begin by telling me what it is you are keeping back?
One advantage of working nights, we have our choice of tables.
Yep.
So, do I have to beat it out of you?
What?
What happened?
Oh, body came to life, killed me, went off on a rampage.
Right. And even now, it's headed for the nation's capital in search of brains.
Wrong direction.
Well, that's because I was employing sarcasm. It's a tool of the trade for oncologists.
Nothing.
Nothing?
Nope.
Well, guess I better cancel that Ghostbuster stripper I hired.
Darcy, got a minute?
Hi, Tim.
I have some more info on the ghost.
You're serious?
Oh, yeah. I talked to her last night. Asked a bunch of questions. It was weird, because I didn't know she was a she. And I stuck in a man's body, but...
Tim?
Yes?
You're telling me you spoke to a ghost?
Yes.
A real, live ghost?
Apart from the portraits of words, yes.
Are you sure you didn't just fall asleep?
Pretty sure.
I mean, I want to believe you, but actually speaking to a ghost, most people feel a presence, or notice items have been moved a teensy bit from their previous position, or run into a cold spot.
Nope. We just chatted. Once I explained how things were, she seemed mostly okay with it. I guess no one ever just talked with her before.
You need to video this or something.
Don't you want to know who she is? I was kind of hoping you could help me look up her records, being in records and all.
Oh, sure. Once I see your recording.
Is this one better?
Oh, much. I almost feel like myself again, though of course I am not.
You're taking it very well.
I have always prided myself on being a practical woman. There is no use in shedding tears over what cannot be changed. I do, however, worry some little about what's to become of me.
I have some questions for you. Are you up to answering?
Certainly. And Timothy? Thank you so very much for everything, particularly for providing me with garments. I know it's ludicrous to be modest with another.
No, perfectly reasonable. I'm curious...
Could you help me out first? I would prefer to hold any such interview in a less horizontal position. Timothy, was this poor girl deformed?
Huh?
I can barely keep my balance and walk with such a monstrous bosom. Poor child.
Guys like girls who...
How times change. Now, in my day, well, my heyday, shall we say, the style was a more delicate and slender figure, athletic. A girl like this would have cried her eyes out every night and bound herself to kingdom come trying to achieve a decent flapper slouch. Of course, I was hardly a flapper. I was a bit old to run with that crowd. But I spent my share of time in the speaks. Weekends only, of course. It would never do to show up hung at the schoolhouse of a morning.
Can I ask, without offending you, when were you born?
Oh, Timothy, you are a delight. I'm dead, child. How can you offend me? I was born in the year 1891 in Rock Creek, Georgia. I came here in...
But that could be anyone.
Yeah, I figured you might think that. So, here.
Ugh.
Sorry, it's the only way to prove. See the time code? This was 11:50, and then this was 1:08. There. Before and after shots of the same woman, dead. Autopsy scars and all.
Still...
You could come and see for yourself. You could even choose the body.
No. I mean, I'm in records for a reason. I don't like the smelly parts of medicine.
All right, so...
Hey, Darcy, are you warm in here, or is it just me?
Is it funny in here, or is it just the way you smell? I've got to go, Tim. If I think of anything, I'll let you know.
Oh, okay.
Since the ghost in the drawer was a bust, I did a little digging in the old newspapers, and I found you another one.
Really? In the morgue, too?
Yep. There was this freshman at the medical school who, for a hazing, had to spend the night in the morgue. To make sure he didn't cheat, the frat boys handcuffed him to one of the drawers.
Number 23.
Dude, no one was sober enough to count. Anyway, this poor newbie was handcuffed in his underwear in the morgue all night. And when they came to let him out...
Yeah?
He was gone.
Oh.
Wait. He was gone, but his hand was still in the handcuff. He had chewed it off to escape.
That's insane. You can't chew through bone.
Well, animals do it.
Animals have teeth made for it. Humans simply don't have the jaw strength.
Dude, it's just a story. I guess you don't want to hear the best part.
Okay, what is it?
His body was never found.
Of course.
Morning.
Oh, help me out of here, if you please.
Up you come.
Oh, this is very nice.
You like?
Yes. A good deal closer my own age, and not bad looking.
I was telling a friend about you.
But why? I mean, you start telling people that you're speaking with the dead. They're liable to look at you strangely.
Oh, no, Darcy's cool. I asked if she wanted to drop in, but She's a bit creeped out.
You have the most colorful colloquialisms.
It's not the ghosts that wig her. It's more the corpses.
Wig?
Bother her.
Ah. I don't wonder. Not everyone can take a spirit at face value.
Come, sit. I'm eating lunch. I don't suppose you would like some.
I highly doubt it. But it certainly smells delicious.
Smell away.
Tell me about this lady friend of yours. Is it serious?
You mean like dating? Me and Darcy?
Of course we called it courting in my day. But yes, is she your intended?
Guess I never really thought about it. I mean, she's smart and pretty and all, but she'd never be interested in me.
Why not? After all, you're obviously smart, kind-hearted, and a fine-looking young man.
Me?
Of course. Is there anyone else in this room? Why, if I weren't a couple of decades too old for you...
And Ted.
And yes, you see there? Perhaps that's why you haven't any lady friend. You don't seem to think before you open your mouth.
But it's the truth.
You are much too literal, Timothy. Sometimes, most of the time, tact isn't in what you say so much as when you choose to say nothing at all. You would be amazed at how far a little tact and charm can take you.
What in hell's going on?
Sir, and who the devil are you?
It's my boss.
Yeah, I'm his boss. He's my soon-to-be-fired employee. And who the devil are you?
I am Timothy's aunt, Bedelia Crane. I am so pleased to meet one of Timothy's co-workers. I didn't think I'd have such a chance.
This is a restricted area, lady.
Oh, you can call me Bedelia. And you are?
Alvin Summerfield. But
I'm afraid this is all my fault, Mr. Summerfield. Or may I call you Alvin?
Alvin? Alvin's fine. Or Al.
Alvin is much more dignified. As I was saying, this is entirely my fault. I'm afraid I dropped in without the least warning. I'm only in town for a couple of hours before my bus leaves again, and I came by with lunch to surprise him. I'm afraid Timothy just didn't have the heart to send his poor old aunt back out into the night when we never get to see each other ever.
Yeah.
Well, I really can't let you stay, ma'am. But I understand. I won't write Tim up this time. May I walk you to your car?
I'm parked quite some ways away and couldn't possibly take you away from your business here for that long. But I would certainly appreciate an escort out of the building. I got myself terribly lost trying to find my way in. But then, it is a fascinating place.
Don't forget the time up, Bedelia.
Oh?
You've got, 43 minutes until you gotta be where you have to be.
I understand. Such a good boy. Wants to make sure I don't get left behind somewhere.
$12:49. Where the heck is she? I need to get that body back. Hello?
Ooh! This is your wake-up ghost.
Gordy.
No, it's Mabel Fable. Put the money back on the table.
Gordy.
Okay. Geez, don't get your shroud in a bunch.
Is there a point?
Yeah. I was Googling the morgue and stuff, and I realized that one reason I didn't find much was that the hospital changed its name in the 1970s. Once I found that, I uncovered a bunch of stuff.
In the middle of the night.
Best time. In an empty house. Best place.
Huh?
You're such a nerd. All right. Most of the stuff is crap. Not very interesting. Except
the freshman's handless body.
No. There really was a guy, and you can believe this because there's a wiki entry on it, who was working in the morgue and went nuts in the middle of July 17th.
That's it?
He claimed that a huge black shadow had risen from the floor or something and touched him, and he had visions or something and then went nuts.
When did this happen?
1945.
He was probably just listening to War of the Worlds or something.
Well, there's more. But if you're not interested...
All right, go on.
Okay. It happened three other times. People claim to have seen something horrible on July 17th, or else they killed themselves. Two suicides, a janitor and a nurse who wasn't even supposed to be in the area, both in their mid-50s.
You're really serious.
As a snack attack.
But Sophia's worked here for 12 years, and she's never had a problem.
Ask her.
Besides, she'll be back by then anyway.
Good. You can start leading a normal life again. Oh, wait. You never had a normal life. Oh, well. Ciao.
Bye. Ooh. Oh, shit. Bedelia. And then it was 1 a.m., and I had to drag the body back in really, really quick and clean it up.
You're such a freak.
You think I'm a freak? It's Mr. Summerfield who's making googly eyes at her. Ugh. Jeez, I hope he doesn't spot that body on the slab.
Ugh. The way you talk about her, it's easy to forget she's really, well, dead.
You know, she's been giving me all sorts of great advice.
Uh-huh?
Nothing. Gordy told me there's concrete evidence of another ghostly presence, and I was hoping you might be interested.
Who is it this time?
He said the only description was a dark presence, and that came from a guy who went mad. I can forward the email.
Yeah, do.
It was so lovely being outside in the night.
You shouldn't have been out alone. You could have been...
killed? Oh, I haven't any real worries on that score.
Guess not.
But I do appreciate your concern, Timothy. That's very considerate of you.
Well, I...
Now, yesterday, before we were so rudely interrupted, you were telling me about your young lady friend.
Yeah. Look, there's something more important.
More important than romance? Goodness, that is just like a man.
It's another ghost.
Oh.
Here in the morgue, someone, something, who only appears once a year, July 17th, and drives people crazy.
I had an uncle like that, but he only...
Please, have you ever seen this thing?
Timothy, you know very well that I have spent very little time of the last 75 years or so taking any notice of the world around me. When there's no body in the drawer at midnight, I just carry on asleep.
I figured it couldn't hurt to ask.
Of course not. It never hurts to ask. You should ask your young lady to dinner with you sometime.
Why? We eat together, breakfast, all the time. I mean, when I get off shift and she's coming in.
Silly boy. That's just food. Dinner is an event.
I think I found out something for you about your friend Bedelia.
Go on.
Hold on. All right. I found her hospital records, and they're pretty useless. It's amazing how unspecific stuff was back in the day. But they do say that she was admitted on a Saturday morning very early, unconscious, and slipped into a coma and stopped breathing.
But did they say why?
No, but...
But?
I checked the papers around the same time, and there were a number of near deaths from a bad batch of bathtub gin.
In 1932, but Prohibition ended.
And they all looked dead. Presumably a deep coma, but then revived.
You mean she?
She probably revived in the drawer, and then really died.
Oh. Well, thanks. Sounds like you did a lot of work on
that. Oh, I like going through old newspapers. The ads are hilarious.
Huh?
I also discovered one of the ineffable truths of life.
Really?
Gordy is an idiot.
Oh, we already knew that.
Your dark shape, it exists.
Really?
In Ontario. Gordy mistook Moss Creek General, which was the old name here, for Moose Creek General, which is in some teensy town in Canada. The wonders of the internet.
Darcy?
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to go to dinner sometime? Thanks for staying up. Sophia warned me it would be awkward to readjust to days, and even more awkward to just work weekends like this.
What else am I going to do with my weekend nights? My boyfriend has to work. Mwah.
What the hell?
Hiya, Tim. I should have warned you. They finished over on the quad building ahead of schedule, so they started tearing stuff out over here. Think of it, 6 months, we'll have the newest facilities in the state.
Quit.
Oh, no, Tim.
What? Did you leave something in the morgue?
Yeah, in one of the drawers. Where are they?
Back with the rest of the rubble, I suppose. Why?
Nothing. Have a good night. Help me?
I'm sure. What do you...
Come back at 11:30 and...
Well, at least it means work will be a piece of cake. Everyone's been rerouted to Central until we get an interim suite set back up.
11:30. We'll take a look. I just need to at least say goodbye.
Sure. What's the worst that could happen? Found them.
Where?
But they're all in order. Oh, some of them didn't take it well.
Check the numbers.
Oh, Tim, most of them don't have them.
Look for a dent on the front that looks like a pair of lips. I rammed a gurney into the drawer one night.
This one?
Oh, yeah. Let me turn it back over.
But without a body, how can you...
Hey, you over there.
Oh. Run, Darcy.
Hey, kids!
Tim? Tim! When I realized you were behind me, I thought he got you.
Nonsense. I waited in ambush. Gotta get back to work. See you for breakfast.
Did you... the drawer?
No. Not a soul. Any longer.
Now that you know how to find us, don't be a stranger. We have enough of those already. Tonight's episode, Drawer 23, was written by Julie Hoverson. In it, Timothy Grant was played by Jasper Luvis, Bedelia Crane was Ematrice Devan, Gordy was George Dunn, Darcy was Megan Lane, Halston was Jean Torkildsen, Sophia was Julie Hoverson, Mr. Summerfield was Brian Hendrickson, the male body Bedelia occupied was played by Renaud LaBeouf, and the security guard was Sky Ialto. Music for this episode was by Kevin MacLeod of Incompetech.com. This was recorded at Neo Hoodoo Studios with the assistance of Ryan Hurst. The cover art is by Brett Coolstock. Sound effects were found on Soundsnap.com and Sonomic.com. Sound and mastering was done by Julie Hoverson. The opening credits featured Cole Hornaday, Renaud LaBeouf, and Julie Hoverson. All persons, places, and events in this story were fictitious or used in a fictitious manner and are not meant to reflect any persons, places, or things living, dead, or undead. Questions? Comments? We would love to hear from you. Contact us at 19nocturne@live.com or check out our website at www.19nocturneboulevard.com. That's 19 Nocturne. Or join us in the 19 Nocturne Boulevard Forum over at www.audiodramatalk.com. This presentation is copyright 2009 to Julie Hoverson and Weality Productions.